I loved the emotional rush of being scared. I still do, of course. I don't go out much to haunted houses, but I still love good, old-fashioned, scary stories.
Listener discretion is advised.
Englewood, Colorado is part of the Denver metropolitan area. It's directly south of Denver. In the early 1990s, it had a population of around 30,000 people. It was home to 5-year-old Alexander Bareilles, who went by the name Allie, her 2 brothers, and her mother. That spring, the family had moved into the Golden Nugget apartment complex. On the evening of May 18, 1993, Allie and her brothers were playing and eating pizza in the complex's courtyard. Their mother wasn't home, and a neighbor was babysitting them. The babysitter went inside for a few minutes, and when she came back out, Allie was gone. The panicked babysitter looked around the complex for her. When she couldn't find her, she called the police. They started a door-to-door search of the complex. But they didn't find any trace of the 5-year-old girl. They did a door-to-door search of the neighborhood. Again, no trace of Allie was found.
Here is a quick word from our sponsor.
We take this few seconds off to inform you, our valued loyal listener, about the best health and fitness podcast shows from the Nespod Studios. Join us as we give you the best of the best health and wellness updates you can rely on for the treatment of chronic health problems. Classic functional medicine back to basics health tips and special updates from the best doctors in the United States of America. Check out this health and wellness podcast shows. Explore Health Talk Weekly, Healthy Lifestyle Matters, Excellent Health Digest, Healthy and Free Daily, and last but not least, Weekly Health and Fitness Corner. Also, check out Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told fiction podcast, for that real life on the go experience with the 27-year-old golden boy, who made our guest invite number one list. He tells us about his story as it happens in real time and in real life. It's Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told. Go get a load of that happiness, because happiness is healthy as we know it. Join us every week as we continue to provide you the best of health and fitness wellness updates from around the globe. Enjoy the show.
The disappearance reminded many people in the area of a kidnapping that happened 2 months earlier in March 1993. 4-year-old Michael Chandler was at a church in southeast Denver. He was in the church's nursery, and he stepped outside to get a drink of water when he was kidnapped. About 15 hours later, he was found walking beside the interstate. Michael said that a big man in a truck had dropped him off. He said that the man had a mustache all over his face. Michael was in relatively good shape physically, but he was quite dirty. So people were hoping that Allie would turn up alive as well. But tragically, that didn't happen. Allie's mother, Maribel, told the police that Allie needed to be found because she had severe asthma, and without her medication, she would die. That information was made public, hoping that the kidnapper would release her. But the police received no information that led to the girl. The police were able to clear Maribel and her boyfriend as suspects. They also cleared Allie's biological father as a suspect because he had an airtight alibi. 3 days after Allie went missing, the police brought a bloodhound named Yogi to the apartment complex. Humans and animals leave scent trails made from thousands of dead skin cells that we shed. Bloodhounds, amazingly, can smell these cells for up to a month unless severe weather sweeps them away. They can even track someone in a vehicle via skin cells coming out of the ventilation and exhaust systems. When Unsolved Mysteries did a segment on Allie's disappearance, Yogi's handler said, "We've even done scenarios in training where we'll put a person in a sealed trunk and they can still pick it up. His world is his nose." Yogi sniffed some clothes that Allie had recently worn, and then he went to work. First, he went to Allie's apartment, and then he led the handler out of the complex and down the road. When tracking someone on foot, the scent is usually more direct, so Yogi usually follows a straight path. But when tracking someone in a car, the skin cells will spread out more, so he'll walk between the edge of the road and any buildings that might be on the side of the road. Yogi's handler immediately knew that Allie had been taken in a car. Yogi tracked the scent for several miles, leading to the freeway. The handler then drove Yogi to the next exit, and Yogi indicated that Allie had stayed on the freeway. They kept driving to freeway exits and getting out to see if Yogi would pick up Allie's scent. But after the third one, they thought that the kidnapper may have been traveling far away, so they decided to skip the fourth exit and stopped at the fifth. It was immediately clear that Yogi couldn't pick up the scent, so they had gone too far. They drove back to the fourth exit, and Yogi found more of Allie's skin cells. Yogi led his handler off the freeway to an area called Deer Creek Canyon. At this point, Yogi had covered about 14 miles in 7 hours, and he was getting tired. So his handler decided to stop for the day. The next day, in Deer Creek Canyon, less than 2 miles from where Yogi was forced to stop, searchers discovered the dead body of 5-year-old Allie Bareilles. She had been stuffed into a green army duffel bag. The cause of death was inconclusive. The medical examiner thought that her extreme asthma had contributed to her death. The medical examiner could not determine if she had been sexually assaulted. The police had several promising leads, and they all led to one person, 33-year-old Nick Stouffer. Stouffer had lived in the same apartment complex as Allie and her family. He lived across the courtyard from where Allie was last seen playing. Allie's 3-year-old brother said that an old man had taken Allie. He led the detectives to the apartment where the old man lived. It was Stouffer's apartment. Also, a second bloodhound led their handler to Stouffer's apartment. Stouffer had just moved into his apartment a few weeks before the kidnapping. Then on the day Allie's body was found, he suddenly moved out. In fact, he fled the state and moved to California. He had skipped work on the day after Allie went missing. 2 days later, he borrowed a car from a friend. A friend who had helped Stouffer move said he had a green army duffel bag. Stouffer was questioned, and he denied that he owned a green army bag. Inside the bag where Allie's body was found, the police found metal shavings and carpet fibers. At the time of the kidnapping, Stouffer worked as a welder. The carpet fibers matched the carpet in Stouffer's apartment. When the police were conducting a door-to-door search of the apartment complex, Stouffer didn't answer his door. The police believe that Stouffer was inside his apartment with Allie when the officers knocked on his door. After Stouffer moved to California, the police in Inglewood had him extradited back to Colorado over an outstanding ticket for drinking and driving. In custody, they collected hair and blood samples. But beyond that, nothing else was done. The district attorney felt that all the evidence was circumstantial and nothing definitively proved that Stouffer killed Allie. So the case went cold. Over the years, several detectives would look at the case to see if there was any way they could close it. In January 2011, one detective read over the case, and she was convinced that Nick Stouffer had killed Allie. So she had Allie's clothes and the duffel bag sent to the crime lab to be examined for DNA. 7 months later, the results came back. Male DNA had been found in Allie's underwear. It was compared to the DNA from the prime suspect, Nick Stouffer. It was a match. In September 2011, the police said that after 18 years, the murder of Allie Bareilles was officially solved. However, Nick Stouffer would never face justice for the murder. 10 years earlier, on October 7, 2001, the police were called to do a welfare check on Stouffer at his apartment in Phoenix, Arizona. He was dead from an apparent drug overdose. He was 41 years old. Many people have wondered if Stouffer also kidnapped Michael Chandler. 4-year-old Michael was kidnapped from a church in southeast Denver about 2 months before Allie went missing. All Michael said about his kidnapper was that he was a big man with a truck who had a mustache all over his face. Stouffer had a large, bushy mustache at the time of the kidnapping. Michael and his family moved away from Colorado in 2005. When Stouffer was identified as Allie's kidnapper, Michael was shown a photograph of Stouffer, but he didn't recognize him. In the fall of 2011, Michael was a college senior. After graduating, he planned to start his own web marketing and design business. Michael does not talk to the media. His family still holds out hope that one day his case will be solved as well.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you. This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.